Bryce Mills here talking to you, and we just had Kenji on the line before, professional ice sculptor. Hopefully it's working. Kenji, hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. All right, Kenji. So look, you've been in the game sculpting ice for a long time. I mean, I want to know, how do you even get into being a professional ice sculptor?
I used to be a chef.
You used to be a chef, right. And so were you just always like very good with sculpting and crafting with like sharp objects?
Well, I was in Tokyo. And we had the 250 chefs in the hotel.
Right.
Especially, I came from the countryside. So after my work, after my job done, after I went to ice carving section to have a look, which means like entertainment for me, because I never seen ice carving in my life. So every day after my work, you know, and cleaning up ice and make a cup of coffee for the ice carver and stay there. And then watching all the time and then start it. That's like that.
But how do you actually start it? Because to me, it seems like you'd need like a huge chunk of ice and then you need the gear. And also, I mean, it would take so much skill. I mean, did you just have to practice for like years and years before you could do it?
I started in Tokyo for the simple, you know, carving.
Yeah.
And then after I left in Japan to Guam, opened the hotel, one of the hotel opening stuff, and the carving ice again in Guam, and back to Tokyo. And a couple years I was in the Middle East, in Iran, Tehran. And I came to Sydney for the Japanese government and moved to Sydney Hilton and start ice carving again. And moved to Opera House, and then also, I did International Cooking Australian team member, brought back a big gold trophy, and they moved to next step back to a hotel, Intercontinental Grand Opening.
How long does it take you to do a typical carving?
Well, that time, single carving like a half an hour.
Oh, right. Oh, I thought you were going to say like 10 hours or something. Yeah, okay.
After that, my hotel, Intercontinental, I went to Japan to study bigger scale. It was in summer, Sydney, to Hokkaido, Asahikawa was minus 27.
Yeah, right.
And 3 tons of ice in 48 hours.
Wow, so you went to like an ice sculpting school?
No, it's a competition.
Ah, yeah, which almost is kind of a very good way to learn. Is
like a study trip.
Yeah, right, okay. And then
Then after I done more than 20 times international championship and also competed 3 times Winter Olympics.
Oh, Winter Olympics. So, man, you'd be watching right now and getting some inspiration then.
Yeah, but last month I was in Italy for part of Australian Gelato World Cup in Rimini.
Right.
So I was carving ice over there.
When you started your ice sculpting journey, did you ever imagine that it would take you to so many places around the world? It sounds like a pretty high roller lifestyle.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It is. So this last month, just only 2 weeks ago, I was there in Italy, and then I was third out of 12 countries.
Damn.
And I'm oldest. But main thing is I'm having fun, especially I beat a Japanese champion. He's only 50 years old. I beat him.
Wow. So you're obviously very good. And I mean, I got to know, though, I reckon it's going to be a bit of a challenge on the weekend, on Friday, because you're going to be sculpting on a day that, when I'm looking at this weather forecast, I don't know what it's like in Western Sydney, but in the city it's meant to be 28. So how do you sort of battle the heat when you're sculpting? Because obviously ice doesn't love the heat.
Long time I never carved under the sun.
So this could be a challenge.
Yeah, because mostly my ice carving, you know, like in winter, in, you know, snowy mountains and all the cold area. But in summer, it's not many demonstration. So let's see. But always I carve very quick.
Right.
You know, use a chainsaw and then chisels and stuff. But if I have to carve quick, well, chainsaw and then quick. That's only we can do.
So it's got to be, to do a good ice sculpting, you've got to be quick and you've got to sort of know your angles, I guess. Because, I mean, is it hard because you're sort of so up close to the sculpture and you're building something so big, so you can't really do it from far away. Is it? Do you just have to keep like taking a few steps back to see what your work looks like, and then you come back in? I mean, I feel it sounds really difficult.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It is really fun. That's why I gave up a job 30 years ago, and then I concentrate for my ice carving job.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, it's all going to go down on the on Friday in at Narangili Reserve in Western Sydney. Kenji, you'll be there, and I guess we'll be able to catch the, it's the big dog that you're sculpting. So we'll have to come down and check it out. And all the best for the beating the elements.
Thank you.
There you go. Kenji Ogawa, professional ice sculptor, and man, what a jet setter.